It's Rima Afternoons with Tom and Di.
Great to have you with us as we once again catch up with Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. Now, Emily, I don't remember ever having a jack-in-the-box as a kid, but the sense of anticipation, not knowing what was going to happen as you wound the handle. I tell you what, I do remember my eldest daughter at Christmas at the age of, two, being so excited, waiting to see what was in her presents. I don't think she actually opened any.
Yeah.
so excited.
That's amazing.
What are we looking at with the sense of anticipation today?
Oh, that's so good. Well, I think in kids we do see anticipation and joy and the squeals of delight. For example, with a jack-in-the-box, when the jack bursts out, you know, it's just such a delight to behold. And I can imagine God being a little bit like a big kid, slowly turning the handle of a jack-in-the-box, eager for the treasure inside to be released when he looks at us. I think he knows what the potential is and what can burst out, because he's the one who's created us with gifts and skills and a personality that needs to be out in the world. He doesn't want us to be boxed in or restricted or confined or held back. Now, I think sometimes being boxed in is our own doing. Maybe it's lies that we've listened to, that we have nothing to offer, or we have a sense of worthlessness or inadequacy that nobody wants us around and we'd be better off hiding away in our box. But other times it might be oppression from outsiders. It might be limitations placed on you, like a firm lid that's trying to keep you down and contained. But the pressure that is keeping you penned in is not your enemy. It can be the very thing that's needed to propel you into your purpose. And we read in verse 2 of Isaiah 55, Isaiah writes to those in captivity, "Shake off your dust, rise up, free yourself from the chains on your neck." And so, friends, I just want to say, don't listen to the lies any longer. You are wanted. You are essential. This world needs the blessing that is you. So don't let the chains confine you and keep you down. The Israelites were weighed down under the Babylonians' oppression, and yet God called them to prepare for their liberty. It's like he's turning the handle and he's calling you too. So it's time to rise up, break free, burst into the world, bringing all the unique God colours that he's placed within you. Matthew 5:14 in the Message says that God is not a secret to be kept. And I'm here to tell you today that neither are you. The greater the pressure keeping the jack in the box, the higher it will fly when it's released. So just hear me today, friends, when I tell you that God is turning the handle on your box. No more hiding. It's time to rise up and break free for God's glory and for the good of others in Jesus' name, because it is for freedom that you have been set free.
Emily?
No, it occurs to me, just as you say that, Emily, the other thing is that what actually comes out of inside us is in a sense, God himself. Because I think of Paul's writing about the message that he had, the gospel, treasure in jars of clay. And, you know, what that means for those around us when it comes out as well. And even though, you know, we deal with the tough stuff of day-to-day life and what we're facing, but Paul talks about, even though while on the outside we waste away, inwardly being renewed. And I guess I was kind of just thinking about that as you were sharing too, about, you know, being boxed in and what's actually inside us.
So good.
And I was thinking too, and thank you, Emily, because this has brought up a lot of thoughts actually about, you know, there might be someone listening today going, I don't even know what my gifts are. You know, sometimes it's getting those wise people in our lives, you know, not necessarily to pounce on them and say, hey, what are my gifts? But actually, you know, just sort of seek their wise counsel, you know, what do you see in me? Or, you know, something like that, because sometimes We kind of need someone else and some good godly people to help us along that path, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. And I think also sometimes we think that living for Jesus needs to be very serious. And that if we're having fun, then it's probably not right. But I just want to say, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so if there's something that you love to do that brings joy to yourself and is good news for other people, then that's probably one of your gifts.
Emily, thank you so much for your time this afternoon and your encouragement. We always appreciate it. In the meantime, check out The Devoted Collective, thedevotedcollective.org.
Thank you.